It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver City Council members called off a meeting last night over concerns that a planned protest could lead to dangers of transmitting COVID-19. Instead, a couple of hundred protesters gathered outside City Hall to demand an end to systemic racism. Some activists say Denver City Council stifled their voices by canceling the meeting. Isabella Dominique is with the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
It's no surprise that this uprising and all of us having time to come out to city council meetings and us having time on the weekdays, that is happening because the system isn't working right now. It's not working as it was designed to because we do not have jobs. We are not slaves to our labor anymore right now.
Council President Jolon Clark says he didn't feel comfortable doing legislative business with so many people in chambers during the COVID-19 pandemic, and he wasn't willing to involve police to enforce public health orders.
Especially at a time when, you know, interaction between law enforcement and citizens is at a peak. Are we really creating a space that is safe for those voices?
In a statement, City Council says it will fast-track a virtual public participation process. Denver Public Schools is cutting $65 million from its budget. That's more than 5%. The Denver School Board unanimously approved the budget and cuts on Monday. Chalkbeat reports the district will still give raises to teachers and low-wage workers. Salaries of top district administrators will be reduced, with the superintendent taking a 10% pay cut. The biggest cuts will be in the district's central administrative office. A state gun rights group has lost its challenge to a law banning high-capacity magazines in Colorado. Dudley Brown, director of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, took his case all the way to the state Supreme Court, arguing the ban violated Coloradans' constitutional right to self-defense. The state's justices unanimously disagreed. Brown said he didn't regret the challenge.
If the only fights we ever started were ones we were guaranteed a victory in, we would never start a fight. And sorry, that's not what our members want.
Brown said he would consider launching a federal suit against the 7-year-old state law, but said that could take several more years. Today is Colorado's primary election. Voters have until 7 p.m. to return their ballots to official drop boxes. They're choosing a Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate and candidates for the state legislature and in local races. This is CPR News.